This season, be sure to pick up your limited edition Bud Light and Eagle specially designed cans and cases. Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Smith, and welcome to another week of Fantasy Spin presented by Bud Light. I am joined, as I am every week, by Joe Dolan, the managing editor of FantasyGuru.com. Joe, let's jump right into it. Let's start things off by talking about the Eagles running backs, as the Eagles have really gotten the run game going as of late. How do those two backs fit into the fantasy picture this weekend?
Well, I think what you saw against the Cowboys, Alex, was exactly what the Eagles wanted to do with their running backs. I think that was their plan from the moment they signed DeMarco Murray and Ryan Matthews. The Eagles, after a slow start, have now run over 70 plays in four straight games. And when they're running that many plays, there's going to be plenty of touches available for both Murray and Matthews. And I think the plan is for Murray to come in, kind of wear down the defense. He can contribute in the passing game a little more than Ryan Matthews can. And then Matthews, with that great burst and that ability to get to the perimeter, kind of that one-cut action, he's the guy who kind of comes in and throws the haymakers at the defense. After Murray wears him down, Matthews is just too explosive for the defense to really slow down, and I think we saw that against the Cowboys. For as maligned a season as DeMarco Murray has had, he's been really, really good for fantasy of late, and out of the first-round running backs, it's basically he and Adrian Peterson who are left standing. So DeMarco Murray, if you've had him, if you drafted him, you've actually lucked out compared to what else you could have had. And his level of play has clearly been improving. So this week against the Miami Dolphins, who have a really low-ranked run defense, DeMarco Murray is an easy RB1. He's in your lineup. He's a lock for your lineup. You don't have to make a call on him. I think Ryan Matthews has flex value. And Darren Sproles, he's just kind of a week-to-week proposition. He plays a lot of snaps, but I think whether or not Sam Bradford targets him in the passing game or if he gets enough carries is just kind of based on game flow. So he's more of a risky guy, even though he technically plays more than Ryan Matthews does. But I think Murray is a lock for your lineup. I think Matthews is a viable flex. And if you're really hurting, I think Darren Sproles, because of the amount of plays the Eagles have run recently, is viable as well.
Joe, looking at a surprise start this week, you're looking in that Tampa Bay Buccaneers backfield.
Well, yeah, Doug Martin's a lock for your lineup this week against Dallas with Sean Lee presumably out with the concussion. But Charles Sims has been kind of floating on the perimeter, and I think he's a guy who's almost certainly on your waiver wire. His fantasy production hasn't been great, but he busted off a couple long runs last week. And he actually outsnapped Doug Martin last week. He got more playing time than him. So if you're really hurting for a running back, maybe you lost Deion Lewis this week and you don't want to mess with James White, Brandon Bolden, anybody the Patriots might sign, Charles Sims could be out there and could be a lower end option for you who could pay off with three or four catches this week.
Joe, looking at the quarterback position, Carson Palmer and the Arizona Cardinals had a pretty good start to the season, but you're a little bit hesitant to go with Palmer this weekend.
Yeah, he's going to Seattle coming off a bye. Palmer's coming off a bye, but so is Seattle. And Seattle has been certainly one of the most disappointing teams in the NFL thus far. They've blown fourth quarter leads defensively, which is a concern. I think they're going to get things kind of shored up coming out of the bye. Now, Carson Palmer hasn't played against Seattle since 2013 because he missed both games with injury last year. But in 2013, he had two touchdowns against six interceptions in two games against Seattle. He threw four interceptions in Seattle in December of 2013. I don't try to look back that far, but I tend to think player history has a little bit more impact in division games. So if there is a viable streaming option out there on the waiver wire, it is fair to sit Carson Palmer this week. I want to hold on to him because I want him for the stretch run, but I think this week might be a little bit shakier than you'd like to see from your guy who's been really good for you.
And Joe, finally, as players are working the waiver wire this weekend, who are a couple running backs who maybe you're not so high on moving forward?
Well, if you've been stashing these guys, it's time to get rid of them. Kristen Michael of the Dallas Cowboys, see ya. Zero snaps against the Eagles. The fake Rod Smith, not the guy who was awesome in Denver like 10 years ago, he played ahead of him. And then one of the bigger disappointments last week, I think, for players who were stashing this guy, I think anybody would have expected C.J. Spiller's snaps to rise after Kyrie Robinson went down for the year. Not the case. He played only six snaps last week for the New Orleans Saints. He had three touches. Mark Ingram dominated the snaps and touches in that backfield. It is time to save yourself a headache. Get rid of C.J. Spiller. He's been useless.
Great stuff, as always, from Joe Dolan, the managing editor of FantasyGuru.com. Be sure to follow Joe on Twitter at FG_Dolan. and listen to him on Sirius XM Fantasy Sports Radio. That will wrap things up for this week's edition of Fantasy Spin, presented by Bud Light.